Chewbacca stumbled into the facility searching for the lost C-3PO. And when he saw the dismembered limbs of his robotic friend, Chewbacca wrestled the many parts away from the mischievous Ugnaughts and carried them back to Han and Leia. The party now reunited. Lando invited Leia, Han, and Chewbacca to dinner. But when the door opened to Lando's exclusive dining room, an unexpected guest sat at the head of the table. It was none other than Lord Darth Vader. Han drew his blaster and fired, yet the blast sparked harmlessly in Vader's hands, and instantly Han's weapon flew from his grip into the glove of Lord Vader. Stormtroopers charged in behind the party. I had no choice. They arrived just before you did. I'm sorry, said Lando. As Luke sped to rescue his friends, Chewbacca waited in frustration, now imprisoned in their cabin within the Cloud City. Carefully, the Wookiee awkwardly reconnected C-3PO's head to the robot's golden torso. As Chewbacca adjusted the circuitry, C-3PO's distorted voice cried out into the panicked words he'd been unable to say before his destruction. Stormtroopers, we're in danger! Chewbacca collected the legless robot's parts into a sling and lifted the unhappy C-3PO onto his back. Near the party's quarters, Han Solo was strapped into an elaborate torture device. Leia grimaced on hearing Han's cries of pain. As Darth Vader left the chamber, Lando demanded that Vader allow Leia and Chewbacca to go free.
No, they must never leave the city, Vader commanded. Wookie, Wookie, Wookie.